Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Highlight feature to our program that brought to us by the Tradition Companies. And joining us tonight is Sarah Etzel from Trade Ambassador Project. Sarah, thank you for joining us tonight. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
The Trade Ambassador Project is a pretty interesting one because your force for good is to get kids out there and thinking about different careers they can have in construction and beyond. Explain.
So the Trade Ambassador Project offers a really innovative approach to the skilled labor shortage in Minnesota. And we unite interested high school students with trades and manufacturing community leaders, training organizations, and leading employers. And so it's really unique because this project has stemmed from Bridgeworks, which is a local consulting firm that's been working in generational insights for over 20 years. And what we do is we help companies on recruitment, retention, and engagement of the next generation of employees. And for about a decade and a half, we have not been talking about trades and manufacturing in our schools the way we should have. And so now we have a shortage. We have more people retiring than we have young people entering these fields. So we've designed this really great tool online at tradeshub.com where students can get engaged with a job board, with scholarships, with information and career exploration to decide if a career in construction, manufacturing, or vehicle services is the right thing for them.
Yeah, STEM is great, but it's nice to know giving kids the full menu. How long has this been in play that there was a shortage, or how did this manifest itself over the last few years?
Well, so the Trades Ambassador Project launched about 2 years in its infancy with just four schools. And what we did is we started bringing companies together with educators and the students in their classrooms, typically in the career and technical education classes that already existed in those schools, and started saying, hey, how do we get you to go from this high school classroom and fill the pipeline and then end up in a job that would support Minnesota's economy and this great workforce need? And so we designed this open platform that connects high schools, workforce programs, technical schools, government agencies, leading employers, everybody in an equitable, open source platform so that we can solve this solution end-to-end, putting students in at the front end and helping employers out at the back end.
Sarah Etzel is our guest, Trades Ambassador Project, is her force for good. How do kids know if they should explore this? Is it the kid that's good in shop class? Is it who?
You know, it's actually anybody who likes to work with their hands or somebody who doesn't want to live in a cubicle their entire life. I mean, trades and manufacturing can be anywhere from the student who is in the robotics program to a automotive class, or maybe they just are in art class right now, because not all of our high schools across Minnesota actually have electives that allow them to explore these fields. And so we lead them through some career exploration activities that they can do on their own or guided by a teacher right on the website that allow a student to learn, is construction right for me? Is manufacturing right for me? Is vehicle services? And then we take them through that all the way to applying for scholarships or applying for an entry-level job if they decide they want to go right into the workforce after school.
And Sarah, I know you don't want to overwhelm them, but you do want to plant a seed as well that this could be something that you approach as a seasonal worker, this could be something that you approach as a full-time career, or you could get into management, or you could get into even, you know, farther out there, but don't be afraid to put that goal out there that you own your own company someday.
Absolutely. Entrepreneurs are not, should not be discarded, because there are many, many industry and trade workers who run their own businesses, and it's a great opportunity for them. And we do, when we're talking with students and educators, we're saying, bring your aunt, bring your uncle, bring your grandpa, whoever, bring them along on the journey, because there might be someone else who's not in the career that quite fits them. And they could go on our website and look at our job postings, and maybe they'll find their next career move as well.
What has been the most satisfying part of this to you?
So I love connecting industry and education. I think that industry needs to understand the world of academics, and academics needs to understand what we're preparing our kids for and how they're going to contribute to society. So when we can get an affinity of a young person and what really is passionate and in their soul to align with a career opportunity for them, it's a win for everybody, because you're happy when you go to work in the morning and you're happy when you come home at night.
That's for sure. Amen to that. Now, do you find that there's kids out there that are going, yeah, I like, they just need somebody to tell them that they can have a career in it? In other words, it's down there. It's in their soul, so to speak. They feel it. They just need to have somebody that can guide them and say, yeah, you can make a living doing this.
Absolutely. And I think that's what's so great about you having us on tonight, is this is getting the message out. All a student has to do is go to trades-hub.com and they can start this journey, and this journey can lead them anywhere that they would like. We represent both union and non-union. We represent just an amazing number of opportunities, including some free ride scholarship opportunities that we've linked up with career opportunities in the cities. So I just really strongly encourage the young people that are out there, the teachers, the educators, the counselors, the parents, feel free to check us out, because this has been a year like no other with COVID and education and all of that. And we've got seniors who are getting ready to graduate in a month, and we want to make sure they have a plan for what comes next.
And it probably wouldn't hurt some of them to just go, hey, if they can get out of the construction crew, they might not be on the front lines, but they might be toting a wheelbarrow and going getting donuts, but they could observe construction work in the form of a paid internship. They can find things like that, just being a gopher for a construction company that they probably don't realize are available.
Well, there are actually over 90 entry-level positions ranging all of those branches of industry right now on our website. So if there's a student who just isn't sure what should come next, they could go on there and find a job to apply for today, and they could be starting in that in June, right, when they walk across stage, if that's what they're interested in. And then they could keep that career while they go back to school and get a technical degree, or they may climb the ladder and, like you say, work your way up. Step one, step two, step three, and before you know it, they could own their own company.
Sarah, this is wonderful stuff. Thank you so much for sharing it with us, and keep up the great work. Give us that website one more time.
Yes, so you can go and get information at www.trades-hub.com.
Trade-hub.com. That will take you everywhere you need to go, right?
Absolutely, and we would love to see them on the website, and then if they have any other information, we'd love to see industry partners join us too, because we are an open source platform, and we'd love to post their positions, their scholarships, and any of the events that they're sponsoring related to these topics.
Keep up the good work, Sarah. Thank you so much, and have a great night.
Oh, you too. Thanks so much for your time, Mike. Have a good one.
You bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.